Carfax car. Now I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The strained relationship between China and the U.S., the focus of a high-level meeting today with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing.
President Biden has been clear that he is committed to managing this important relationship responsibly.
After the meeting, both countries promoted unity and cooperation in securing world peace. In the presidential race, the Trump campaign, including VP nominee J.D. Vance, defending former President Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. Cemetery officials call the incident a campaign photo op, which is prohibited under federal law. Trump could talk about it as he holds a town hall later today in Wisconsin. Democrat Kamala Harris's campaign calls the controversy pretty sad. She and her running mate, Tim Walz, are on a bus tour in Georgia. And Boar's Head deli meat linked to a deadly listeria outbreak nationwide. 9 people have died. 57 others in 18 states are sick. This is ABC News. Teachers are already stressed out, and for some, the school year hasn't even started yet. A new survey by the Department of Education finds less than half of educators feel their job is worth the stress. And at one school in Texas...
This is Jim Ryan. Kendra Rogers' experience is classroom stress taken to the extreme.
I entered where the student was still irate and found the room ransacked with overturned furniture.
At a school an hour south of Dallas on the first day of class...
He threw a wooden hanger at me, but I couldn't stop it fast enough.
The assistant principal's life was about to change.
The hanger hit me in my right eye and knocked it out of the socket.
The child who blinded her is 11 years old. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A big fight in big tech. Review site Yelp has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, accusing it of unfairly promoting its own services. Google denies the claims. And SpaceX grounded for the time being by the FAA, the order after a SpaceX booster crashed when it was trying to land on a mission. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden is coming back to the Badger State. He'll be here next Thursday, although details haven't been announced yet. He'll focus on the economy and his administration's record working for middle-class Americans. This will be his first visit to Wisconsin since stepping down from the race and endorsing his vice president, Kamala Harris. And it's a long-term problem for Wisconsin public schools. Enrollment is dropping. It's been happening for years now. Education leaders are quick to point out that when enrollment drops, costs per student actually go up. Luther Olson is the statewide network liaison for the CESA Education Agency.
We fund on a per capita basis, but in reality, that cost goes up. So everybody says, well, you know, you have less kids, you don't need as much money. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case.
Work on the next state budget begins in the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Beret, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Ogama Public Library is officially fine-free. After their last meeting, after research, discussion, and consideration, the library board approved going fine-free at the Ogama Public Library. Effective immediately, they will no longer charge the 10 cent per day late or overdue fine. Everybody who has an Ogama Public Library card has had all late fines from their library taken off their account. But there are exceptions to this. While there are no longer fees for returning a book late, if you damage an item or don't return it, you will still be charged for the replacement costs. There may also still be charges from other libraries or interlibrary loan. They have also shortened the amount of time before an unreturned item will go to billing. They have shortened it from 45 days to 21 days. The library pleads to please return things on time because they really do like their things and they would love to see them again. The due dates for when to return items have not changed. And if you keep items past their due date, you will receive a series of notifications reminding you about the overdue materials. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marion Hsu, age 86, Phillips, passed away suddenly on August 22nd. Marion is survived by her children, Rose Knobloch, Debbie Mallon, Kenny Anderson, Barb Blanick, and by her stepchildren, Linda Schilling, Tim Hsu, by Diane Padora, and by Chris Scanlon. Further survived by 16 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, 5 great-great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Donald, and many nieces and nephews. There will be a memorial service at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips at 2 p.m. on Friday, August 30th. Visitation will begin at 1 p.m. and continue until the start of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marion Hsu, 86, of Phillips. Nancy Ann Valiga, 76, passed away on August 23rd. She is survived by her brother, Rokas John Jack Melvich, by her sisters-in-law, and further survived by other relatives and friends. Per Nancy's wishes, no services will be held. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nancy Ann Valiga, 76. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's disappointing to lose A.J. Dillon for the season.
Yeah, it's really discouraging because we had a pretty clear vision for what he could do. And it wasn't just going to be as a runner. I thought the versatility was what I was most excited about.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. And the Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tomorrow night against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods Weather. We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight with some locally heavy rain possible, half inch to an inch or more in spots. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, muggy, 78 today, but it is going to get much better for the weekend. Much more comfortable, lots of sunshine right on through Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57. 98 Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Mercedes walking in the front door, checking out the ladies. My buddy says, hey boys, I'm buying. Hottest girl in, he's giving me the eye.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on, talking gone, gone, gone. Turn.
school saying, hell yeah to every song they're playing. Do you wanna dance, baby? I'm just saying.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on, talking gone, gone, gone. Turn. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high.
Country.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off, but watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Now, honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about is getting you home. Need this menu? No, I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let's leave. Now, honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts on mine that are not. Think about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing. can think about. All I can think about. All I can think about is getting you home.
Station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. I hear it falling in the night, filling up my mind. All the heavens, rivers come to light. I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe.
Take us high above the plains. I know that we'll find better ways to look into the eye of the storms that we'll be calling. Forever we'll be falling like the rain.
Clint Black to get your Thursday going. Sunshine making its way out here in the Northwoods. Should be a nice day. Should be a nice day. Thunderstorm activity for our part of the state going to hold off until later tonight, looks like after supper. So the daytime hours should be acceptable. And we're getting to be that time of the year. We get September 1st where you, I don't know about you, but I look every couple days, I look at that 7 to 10 day forecast and just see when it might end. And by end, I mean, you know, temperatures, you know, might get into the 50s for highs, 30s for the lows. That's the beginning of the end of summer, but not in the forecast yet. Temperatures 70 plus all the way through basically next Saturday. And our best chance of rain and thunderstorms is going to be later tonight. Later tonight, we're going to see some thunderstorm activity all around the Northwoods. Should be good enough, hold off long enough to get that Shawamigan football game, and we should be just fine. The storm should be on the overnight hours and maybe even into the early morning hours of tomorrow, depending on how long that thing lingers, making its way through Minnesota over there. Get into your Park Falls BP next to McDonald's. They will get you moving, you and your car. You know, get you fueled up, get your car fueled up, get all the stuff you need. Starting to think about that Labor Day weekend a little bit here, right? Maybe you got a little bit of time off. You're relaxing a little bit. Get everything you need, the beverages, all that stuff. Your Park Falls BP, you're in and out. You're ready to go. Moving and shaking. All right, we're going to get high school football coverage going tonight. We've got Shawamigan. Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team, the Screaming Eagles. They'll play host to Winter Birchwood. It'll be a 6 o'clock start time at the Park Falls football field, and we'll have it for you on 103.1, most of the Shawamigan sports games, your home is Trail Mix 103.1. And on the Civic Media app, you can listen on your phone anytime you want, anytime you want. And I saw the other day, we just had a website and a link that we'll put on there for the stream. If you don't have the app for whatever reason and you just want to stream it through the website, that's available on the Trail Mix 103.1 website. If you Google it, it'll be there, but we'll get you information on that. But a lot of places for you to listen to. You don't even necessarily have to have a radio handy. You can just put that Civic Media app on your phone, and you got some of those, you know, AirPods or Buddy Pods or Potty Buddies or whatever. Careful, Joel. However you want to listen to it, you can wire it right into your phone, or you can do it Bluetooth there and listen to the ball game. All we ask is that when I'm at the game tonight doing the play-by-play, which I will be, Steve Gentland had other commitments. If you're listening through the Civic Media app on your phone, just try to refrain from any snide remarks about, you know, missed calls or anything like that. I'm getting old, all right? All right, I'll do what I can tonight to bring you the play-by-play. First and 10 at the 31-yard line. Anything beyond that, it's a bonus. So we'll have that for you tonight. Football coverage on 103.1. The Phillips Loggers will travel to the much younger and much more qualified Jeff Aiken and crew. They'll bring you the Saturday Phillips Logger game as they travel to Wausau Newman. That's developed into a nice little eight-man rivalry, hasn't it? And a couple of the stronger eight-man teams in the northern part of the state. They'll play Saturday at 1, and we'll have that for you. Now, the Brewers' day game today. The Brewer games on Friday and Saturday are both, we'll have them on the air, but on 103.1 again on Friday and Saturday, because we're going to be out at the Glidden Fair tomorrow. The Glidden Volunteer Fire Department and EMS having their big street dance tomorrow, and Big G and the crew are going to be there broadcasting from Lena's Bar and Grill right on Grand Street in Glidden tomorrow, 4:30 to 7:30. And then we'll be there again up at the Glidden Park on Saturday after the Phillips game from like 3, 4 to 7 o'clock. So because of that, or it allows us to do some fun local stuff. We're going to put the Brewers on 103.1. You can find them there on Friday and on Saturday. So that's what we got going on. No Packers until a week from Friday. Did you see where an aggressive water buffalo that had gotten loose and was on the run? Anytime water buffalo and on the run are used in the same sentence, you know somebody's in trouble. It got on the loose for a few days in Iowa. In Iowa? Iowa? And it has finally been captured and is being cared for at the Iowa State University Veterans Hospital. No word on where it would have escaped from. I'm assuming some kind of a zoo or park or something like that. Because I don't think water buffalo are native to Iowa, are they? I lived in Iowa a couple years, so I'm considered officially an Iowegian, I think. So I think I don't remember seeing any water buffaloes. So I'm assuming it escaped from a park or something like that. But the guy or gal, whatever it is, a water buffalo, beefalo. What is there a difference between a male water buffalo and a female water? Well, there is a difference. I had that class in grade school. What I'm talking about, is there a name difference? Beefalo, buffalo, bifalo. Three apes at the Jacksonville Zoo. Not that kind of different. It's a name different. Jeez. The apes at the Jacksonville Zoo and Garden in Florida have recently passed away. Three of them did. You know, it's very cool to go to the wildlife parks and the zoos and all that stuff and see these animals. There are challenges. There are challenges. Many of them are rescue ones that may not even be alive if they hadn't been inside. So it all serves a purpose. But three of them in Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens died recently after contracting a highly contagious bacterial infection caused by Shigella, S-H-I-G-E-L-L-A. All right, be a quiz on that later. Some of the other stories, the Paralympics Games kicked off in Paris last night with the opening ceremony. It is the first summer Paralympic Games to take place in France. So the game will last through September the 8th. There's a little bit of controversy around the Paralympics that there's some people participating in the Paralympics that apparently are I guess people don't think they qualify to be in the Paralympics. Whatever that may be, they have criteria. There was stories the past few years of people participating like in Paralympic basketball, and then when the game was over, they walked away from their wheelchair. So whatever, they have their definitions of what the Paralympics are, and I'm just going to let them figure that out. We got enough stuff to talk about and deal with. The Price County Senior Dining, they're providing great meals for you guys and gals. Tomorrow they'll be serving up shaved ham and Swiss on rye. They've got navy bean soup, coleslaw, fresh fruit, and that's all with Price County Senior Dining locations in Phillips, Park Falls, Brentwood, Ogama, Kennan. Get your meals in early by 1:30 the previous day, please, at 715-339-2158. Going to be a big weekend in Glidden. The community fair in Glidden has really grown to be just a wonderful event. The softball tournament is one of the featured events going on Saturday and Sunday. And you've got things, just family fun stuff to take in, like the Glidden Historical Museum, the corn roast. There's kiddie rides and there's raffles, lots of food, of course, and beverages. You might even find a can of beer, I'm saying. Also, quarter bingo. There's big money bingo, so you can go small or big on that. Horse pull, frozen t-shirt. That's all just day one on Saturday. Sunday, there's arts and crafts. Softball continues, a frog jumping contest. Those frogs got to watch out. Yeah, we had them at Flamborama, now they're back again. The corn roast and all the food continues. A mud run on Sunday. There's a sawdust dig for the kids put on by Northwoods Community Credit Union. Always a lot of fun. Music through the weekend. I see Smoke Road is performing on Sunday night. And then even continues into Monday with the car show. They got a cornhole tournament. They all just... that Marion Park in Glidden, lots of fun stuff. And, of course, it gets going Friday with the fundraiser for the four town fire departments with a little supper on the street there and then some live music. Whatever you're into, maybe you're saying, Joel, I'm past that live music thing and all that stuff. Well, you can still go down early because they have kind of some easy listening music going on from 4 to 7 on Friday. You can grab yourself a brat, some food and stuff like that, and hang around as long as you want on Grand Street in Glidden, and support. We talked with one of the folks, Dave, involved with the fire department and the Glidden Ambulance Service, and this is one of their big fundraisers of the year, so I hope you'll support that tomorrow. Big G will be there tomorrow. That alone is worth the price of admission, which there's no admission. The food, you got to pay for the food and stuff, but okay. Sorry, Big G. So he'll be there 4:30 to 7:30. We got the prize wheel you can spin. And stop on by and meet the ever-growing popular Big G. He'll be there in Glidden from 4:30 to 7:30. Before we get to the news, how about a little Thursday morning comedy clip to get your day moving?
That's a really, really nice round of applause. But, I got to be honest with you, it always feels weird to me to get applause just for, showing up for work. I genuinely appreciate it, but I haven't really done anything, To me, it would be kind of like, get on a plane and clapping for the pilot because he took off. Whenever I have to fly somewhere, my wife always says, have a safe flight. And I always say, well, it's not my call. I'll mention it to the pilot when I swing by the cockpit on the way to the back of the plane. I know people who in first class, pay more money to get first class, but I think the airline should allow people in coach to at least board the plane first, Yay. Exactly. Because if you're flying coach, there are people doing better in life. I just don't think we should have to look at them right before we go on vacation.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The strained relationship between China and the U.S., the focus of a high-level meeting today with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing.
President Biden has been clear that he is committed to managing this important relationship responsibly.
After the meeting, both countries promoted unity and cooperation in securing world peace. In the presidential race, the Trump campaign, including VP nominee J.D. Vance, defending former President Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. Cemetery officials call the incident a campaign photo op, which is prohibited under federal law. Trump could talk about it as he holds a town hall later today in Wisconsin. Democrat Kamala Harris's campaign calls the controversy pretty sad. She and her running mate, Tim Walz, are on a bus tour in Georgia. And Boar's Head deli meat linked to a deadly listeria outbreak nationwide. 9 people have died, 57 others in 18 states are sick.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to revive President Joe Biden's latest student debt relief program. Under the plan, borrowers could pay back 5% of their income instead of 10%. Lawsuits were filed after the plan was announced. The Supreme Court says some of those suits must be resolved in lower courts. And 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools get special education services, but school districts only get funding for 30% of expenses for their kids with disabilities. Teachers and administrators have long called this unfair. Deputy State School Superintendent Thomas McCarthy.
Reimbursing schools 30 cents on the dollar for an operation they're required to do is impactful in more ways than just serving kids with disabilities. In most districts, what they're doing is they're taking money out of their general budget and they're plowing it into special education budgets.
Work on the next state budget begins in the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bourret, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This weekend, it's the Glidden Community Fair, featuring three big days of events and festivities, all the way from Saturday, August 31st to Monday, September 2nd. Sunday the 1st, you can stop by from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for arts and crafts and a flea market. Starting at 9 a.m., there's a softball tournament. Noon, there's a cornhole contest. Registration starts at 11. Noon, there's also a frog jump contest. Noon to 10, there will be concessions. Again at noon, a beer stand. Noon to 5, the Glidden Historical Museum comes back. Noon to 6 is going to be a corn roast, quarter bingo, kitty rides, and raffles. 1 p.m. there will be a mud run. 3 p.m. is going to be a sawdust dig sponsored by the Northwoods Community Credit Union. And 8 p.m. to midnight there's going to be music by Smoke Road. Once again, that is Sunday, September 1st for the Glidden Community Fair. But remember, everything kicks off on Saturday, August 31st and carries on through to Monday, September 2nd. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
A big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's disappointing to lose A.J. Dillon for the season.
Yeah, it's really discouraging because we had a pretty clear vision for what he could do. And it wasn't just going to be as a runner. I thought the versatility was what I was most excited about.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. And the Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tomorrow night against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Well, each Thursday morning, we talk about what's going on at our Shawamigan schools. We got our district administrator, Kyle Crona, nice enough to join us. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
The last Thursday before the first day of school. I can't believe we're here already.
It is the last Thursday before the first day of school.
Sorry, I shocked you a little bit there.
It says school starts on Tuesday the 3rd, and we're really excited about that. The staff has been in all week. We had an open house Monday night, still a little on the toasty side for the open house.
Yeah. Monday was really warm,
The teachers, the bus drivers, food service, maintenance, our paraprofessional aides, our office staffs all got together on Tuesday morning then for an opening in-service session. But the teachers are in this week, and today we actually I get to treat them to a little bit of cooking. Chef Kyle today. Chef John, Principal Oswald is gonna.
You pretty good with the spatula? We're gonna fire up the grills
and cook some brats and hot dogs for the staff.
We can do that. Yeah,
and have a little picnic at lunch today.
Nice.
Anyways, so a few things happening. We've got we still have some paraprofessional positions that we're looking to fill. We've got coaching positions out there, substitutes, and we've got a tech ed teacher position we're working to fill. Anybody interested in that, you can go to csdk12.net, and we have a job openings page on there. Also, if you have a child with exceptional needs, ages 3 and over, please contact Jessica Folstead, our Director of Pupil Services. Picture retake coming up at toward the end of September. So we did do pictures this week, but more information coming from the school. If you weren't able to get your pictures, we will have a picture retake.
If you blinked right when the snap went, they can do it again.
It's amazing how they do that now. They actually they print the order form with the photos right on it.
Okay.
So you can see your own photo. So as soon as that picture is taken, they'll print the order form and it'll have the photos that on it.
Nice.
So the parent can select which one they like better. If they don't like either, we've got the retake. So
yeah, not like the old days where you'd order it and 8 months later they'd come back and just say, man, it looked pretty young back then.
It is very slick now how they do it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Just a couple of things for high school students. Letter jacket ordering will happen mid-September on the 19th. Sophomore class ring orders, anybody interested in that, on September 26th, and class of 2025 on September 26th. You're going to get graduation information. Amazing. We're going to talk about that already. A few other things. Our North Campus, there is first day of before school care. I'm mixing up my words here, Joel. So we have before school services for children at the North Campus, and that starts on September 3rd. Also, some middle school happenings. The North Campus happenings are Schwamigan Middle School football team is going to have a scrimmage in Phillips on the 5th, and the first after school programming. So before school programming starts September 3rd, after school programming starts September 9th. Park Falls Elementary School, the pop tabs are going to be collected once again. And so
Ronald McDonald House gets in.
Gets that. And then, again, if you're an athlete, make sure you get your paperwork into your school office, those physical forms and other things. We have a football game tonight, Joel. At home versus Winter Birchwood at 6 p.m. down at the football field. Volleyball JV tournament's going to be over in Gilman today during the day. Cross country on the 31st, so coming up this weekend at Marshfield Columbus at 9:30. And then on September 3rd, we're hosting a volleyball quad at home at 4:30. And on the 5th, volleyball is going to travel over to Drummond for a 7 p.m. start. Now, we had a big volleyball tournament. We had a six-team tournament in the gym on Tuesday. It went well. Our volleyball team won two of their three matches, so they got off to a really good start this year. So.
Nice. And cross-country got going at Bruce on Tuesday, and so things are rolling.
The band was at the State Fair in Minnesota yesterday.
Yesterday, I saw that. Thanks to Michelle Smith for streaming that online. Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Joel. Good to see you.
Good luck in the first week of school.
Absolutely.
Kyle Cronin, our district administrator, joins us on Thursday mornings at this time to update us on what's going on with the Schwamigan schools. Big weekend again with 98Q. Our big event tomorrow will be out at big street dance with the Glidden Fire Department and EMS out in front of Lita's Bar and Grill in Glidden. We'll be right there. Our broadcast brought to you by Lita's Bar and Grill, of all kinds of prizes and food and fun for you to win by spinning the wheel. So stop on by and see Big G and Gray right at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. He'll be there broadcasting live Friday, tomorrow, from 4:30 to 7:30.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
You're invited to the 4th Annual Glidden Street Dance fundraiser for the Four Town Fire Department and Glidden Ambulance Service on Friday, August 30th from 4 to 7, located right on Grand Street. Enjoy music by Contradiction from 8 to midnight, the Brat Feed, which will be right in front of the Jacobstown Hall from 4 to 7, and with some easy listening music played by BCH Productions' DJ Bo Homer. Hope to see you there.
Ugh, I've been feeling so sluggish and just kind of blah.
Been there.
That's why I take Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites.
But I suppose they taste blah?
Actually, they taste delicious. It's an apple blueberry flavored center covered in a yogurt coating and is infused with probiotics to help support a healthy gut. They come 5 in a pouch. I just toss one in my bag and go.
Toss one in my bag?
Get your own.
New Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites from the makers of the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Find them in the digestive care aisle.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Getting your start in farming is a big lift requiring a lot of resources. The new Starting Gate program from Ag Country Farm Credit Services is here for you. Starting Gate offers preferential rates and custom financing, discounts on financial services, scholarships, and educational opportunities. To learn how Starting Gate can help you, contact your local Ag Country office. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Join the excitement at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin on Friday, August 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 for a fantastic Glidden Fair kickoff. Enjoy family fun for all ages with games and activities from the Phillips Children's Museum, classic cars and 50s and 60s music. Spin the 9AQ Country Prize Wheel for local business certificates and savor delicious food and drink specials from Lena's. Don't miss out. Come and make some memories on Friday, August 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight with some locally heavy rain possible, half inch to an inch or more in spots. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy, muggy, 78 today, but it is going to get much better for the weekend. much more comfortable, lots of sunshine right on through Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
98Q Country.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numb the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. I wish I could be just a little less dramatic like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running.
Miranda Lambert at 98Q Country. Beautiful day today. We're going to see some thunderstorms roll in. Looks like late tonight, probably late, very late, maybe even into tomorrow morning. That'll linger. So our thunderstorms for us will be late. Those in Minnesota and far west of us are going to get it obviously a little bit earlier. It's going to come that traditional west to east pattern swing. Should be good for high school football tonight. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, 6 o'clock to kick on our sister station on Trail Mix 103.1.
Play at the lake that pays this summer at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and receive up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches Slots app for free online games. Satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Then let your night come alive with fabulous entertainment. Summer's more fun at the lake.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply